Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Savar is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now, coming up on 16 years that he's been joining us, and he is the chief home officer. He's one of our micropreneur. He actually is the original micropreneur expert. He's written all the books on the topic, and he's our good friend, Jeff. Welcome back.
Always great to be with you, and this holiday season, it's a beautiful time of year.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you very much. How do you spell that one? C-H-A-N.
No, no, don't start with me.
Two N's, wait, two K's.
I know. Is it C? And you don't say it, you sneeze it, right?
You sneeze it, you duck.
So,
do you want a tissue with that word?
So Jeff is Jewish, and so Jeff, happy Hanukkah. I hope you and your family. It's funny though.
I don't know where you got that from. I'm Buddhist, but anyway.
whenever I say that to my, it's funny because when I say that to my Jewish friends, invariably they say to me, "Oh, thank you, but you know it's not a major holiday."
Well, it's not, but just remember the gifts, okay?
I know exactly, but they always say that. So Hanukkah is not, it's not like Yom Kippur or some of the other holidays, right?
It's our take on a totally frivolous holiday that is meant to bestow gifts on kids and et cetera, et cetera. No, it is not like Yom Kippur. It's not the days of awe, as we call it, or our high holy days and the like of Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah and several others that are out there in Passover that recreates the telling.
But it does have a connection to what we have made Christmas into. In Latter-day Christians, and that is the present thing, the gifting thing, right?
The gifting thing, and that's, I don't know the origins of that portion of it. I know it's the story of the early Israelites and finding a lamp with what they thought would have enough oil for one day and
it lasted for 100 years
nights.
Or something.
Eight nights. It only seems like 100
Almost.
Years when you're the parent having to buy gifts for all your kids for 8 nights.
So did you keep that? Did you do the gift thing with your children when they were growing up?
We still do. I mean, our kids are older. Our youngest is in high school, and it's still a celebration. And to us, it's not about gift.
I was always glad my kids didn't know about Hanukkah because they would have said, "What? They get eight gifts for 8 days. We only get them one day."
Exactly. Let's drag this puppy out a little bit, you know. But it's really about family. And you know, when we get around and we light the menorah, the candles on the menorah, and we sing the prayer, and you know, as with many of our holidays, it's a celebration of family and of life.
But you also decorate with blue lights.
Some do. We don't, but we have an electric menorah.
That's because you're lazy.
I got to tell you, I always said that if I were,
I don't put up Christmas. I don't put up Christmas lights. I don't do it.
Yeah, but listen, that could be horrible.
Let me tell you a funny story. I've got a good friend, this Jewish friend, who grew up in a town next to where I grew up, and back when he and I are basically the same age. So back when he was like a teenager, the people in his town, the leaders of his town, went around. They had a committee go around to find the most beautiful Christmas lights, and so they did. And they came back and they said, "Okay, it's this house, 1759 Raleigh Street or whatever." And you can't believe these are the most beautiful lights. We couldn't believe they could do so much with blue. And somebody said, "That's the Mullendorf house." They said, "What do you mean?" And they said, "Yeah, they're Jewish." And so that was he still loves telling that story, that how his Jewish family won the Christmas light prize that year. So
absolutely, absolutely, yeah. We We have some neighbors who put up the blue and white lights, and I got to tell you, there are some very pretty lights. I mean, I'm a fan of the neighbors who put up all.
So you're not against lights; you're just against doing it yourself.
No, I'm just against doing it. If I could hire somebody to do it, maybe.
Well, putting them up, maybe you would do that, but you could hire somebody to take them down. That's the problem.
Nuisance that I would not be interested in.
But anyway, so Hanukkah was a couple of days ago. Did it start on the night or the 16th?
It started
the
evening sundown of the 16th,
right.
And it'll go for 8 crazy nights, as Adam says.
So it actually will overlap Christmas then.
It actually overlaps Christmas this year.
There's an always, though, because it moves around, right?
Well, who was it? Was it John Stewart or somebody said, can't we get our calendar right? I mean, last year it was about a month and a half earlier. It was like around Thanksgiving time, and then this year it's right now and rolling over Christmas.
Isn't it great how Jews and Christians have found a way to be tolerant of each other and globally, basically, and how Christians defend Jews and Jews defend Christians? Isn't it sad? And I know you and I both know Muslims who fit that same profile. It's just so sad to me that there's a strain of Islam that just can't get over that.
Well, there's a strain. I think, to be fair, I think there's a strain of, we have in our faith in Judaism, we have very intolerant.
But they're not violent.
But the right. Well, I'm talking. I'm not violent side. True.
You know, there are plenty of Christians who don't understand Jews, but they don't go out and kill them.
Right. It's
I'm talking about. I'm not talking about converting. I'm talking about being tolerant.
Right. Right. And it's sad that we don't have, I often say this about government. I say a government would be great except for the politics. Religion would be great except for the extremism. And, I was rewatching Stephen Colbert from the White House Correspondents' Dinner 2007. And he was talking, it's great how we're all so tolerant. There's Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, and it was George W. Bush's administration. And he made the comment. He said, "There's so many ways to find Jesus Christ as your Savior, but the truth is, if we would just, if Rodney King, if we could all just get along, but we can't, and it's sad, and and it's a battle to steer this conversation toward a serious tone. It's a battle that will endure, and it's sad that it will. And our greater battle is to find a way.
And the irony
to get along.
is the fighting is over God."
Allegedly.
Well, that's the canard that the radicals stand behind, and which is a lie. But anyway, hey Jeff, thank you for sharing some of those thoughts with me. And again, happy Hanukkah. We're gonna take
thank
a quick
you very
break.
Much, Jim.
Jeff and I will be back after these messages. We're gonna talk about something else. We got something else, not really on the small business topic, that's kind of burning in our and stuck in our craws. That maybe it's stuck in your craw too. We'll talk about that after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.